Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to me. Thanks for listening to me, because you know, you're listening. So, I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm firing all those cylinders. What's going on? And I just realized my vape broke a year ago. No, not a year ago. I wish. I am projecting that manifestation into the future, honey. No, it has not been a year. It has been not even an entire week. It stopped work. No, it has been an entire week. It's probably been a month. When did it stop working? I don't remember when it stopped working. Probably around my birthday. No, it stopped working before my birthday. Maybe Christmas? All I know is that I had bought another vape for my birthday. So, yeah. That's what's mixing it up. I have a reusable Vupu Argus Air. And I dropped it 4 times. I kept track because I wanted to see how many times I could drop that damn thing before something went wrong. And I dropped it 4 times before it stopped working. And I had it for a year and I really, really liked it. It was reusable, so I could just buy the juice and refill it and replace the coils. And that was it. So instead of me spending $22 on a disposable vape, I would just spend probably about $35 every 3 months or so to get a new bottle of juice and coils. $21 a week, $35 every 3 months. Ooh, Lord, yeah, that's a big difference. And then, of course, you have the upfront cost of paying $75 for the vape, the coils, and the pods that go on in top. So that was not a bad investment for an entire year. And then, of course, the added bonus is I don't always have to have the high nicotine count. I can slowly walk my way back to zero nicotine and just go on with the habit of just vaping all the time without having the nicotine addiction go along with it. It just becomes the oral addiction that it was originally supposed to be. I know that sounds bad, but when you bite your nails and you have a nervous habit of putting things in your mouth, it is what it is. I'm not even going to go into that because this conversation could seriously take a turn, but we're just going to talk about how I would bite my nails and pluck hair and do all kinds of things because my fingers needed to be active. It was a nervous habit. But I was noticing that I was calm. And then I realized, oh crap, I had to throw away the disposable vape on Thursday that just passed on, what day was that? 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11th. January 11th. I threw it out on January 11th. And it's just been awesome. Everything's been going great. I mean, yeah, I'm a little frantic and I keep wishing I had a nicotine hit. But you know what? That's just how it is when you go cold turkey. I've got the shakes. I'm going through withdrawal. But honestly, my brain is clear, and compared to when I was stopping cigarettes, which I can't remember because that was like 10 years ago, this is a pretty good stretch of where I started vaping and then I wanted to stop. I do this all the time. I have a binge addiction type of style. I will go for a certain amount of time and then I'll just stop. It no longer serves me. It bothers me. I'm good. Thank you. Goodbye. Put you down now. But with this Argus Air thing, it wasn't really my choice. It stopped working. And I don't know if it was the 4 drops or if it was the fact that I was using different chargers to charge it. So the wattage might have messed up the circuitry because it's supposed to have like this genie chip that's supposed to know the wattage of the coil that you put in there. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then on top of that, it could also be that I need another coil, but I didn't want to buy another coil because I said as soon as I ran out of juice, I wasn't going to do it anymore the rest of the year. So I don't know. I'm a completionist. So I'm thinking I want to go buy a coil just so I can finish out the juice and see if the thing is broken. But then it's like,
It's broken. Let it go. It's not working. Leave it be. You didn't go as planned, but you're gonna go as it is. Go with the flow, not against the current. I said I wanted to stop anyway, and it just so happens that fate made me stop ahead of schedule. Why fight it? Why agonize over about it? Because that's what I do. I'm obsessive compulsive. It's just what I do, okay? But when it comes to working while trying to do homeschooling, it's a good thing. It's hard to imagine me vaping while trying to do homeschooling and trying to teach my kids that, you know, they shouldn't be doing this stuff either. But I have to tell myself, I did that whole horrible, cool parent thing where I was just like, okay, well, here, you try it. And they choked and they coughed and they vomited and it was all over and they never wanted to do it again. And yet I persisted. I know. It's horrible. It's horrible. But I'm an adult and I have my vices. And you know what? If I can't drink alcohol, then I need to do something to calm the fuck down because my kids are bothering me to death. I mean, we're all dying anyway, but they're making it shorter and shorter and closer and closer. Oh my God. Make it stop. But anyway, those are just the racing thoughts going through my head. Well, I'm actually pleasantly surprised that I no longer have a vape to use, although I still have it. It's beautiful. I'm going to keep it. And I'm sure when I start vaping again and when I turn 50, it'll be there. Hopefully I won't lose it. Oh my God, that would suck. Ugh. Anyway, foreshadowing of the vice to come. But anyway, that's enough of this little rant. It has nothing to do with homeschooling. It's perfectly personal. And I thought that some people might want to know that after you drop it a couple of times, the VOOPOO, Argus Air, once you drop it about 4 or 5 times, plug it into a car charger, a cell phone charger, an iPhone charger, the bitch is going to stop working. Unless, you know, the coil is just really, really dirty and you really need to change it and that's what's causing the problem. So, you know, I refuse to buy another coil to test that theory. But as far as I'm concerned, that's where I'm at. I dropped it 4 times and I plugged it into a bunch of different coil chargers. So I fried it. And on that note, if no one has told you they love you today, I do. I love you. Goodbye.